from Jesus our eternal life who was with the Father. Father, we thank you this morning for this lesson and for these sacred truths of your blessed word. May they be written upon the fleshly tables of our hearts, and we with gladness of heart want to manifest thy love toward people because you indwell our heart. And Lord, you said love not in word and in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Help us to back up our love in words of love, which are good in their place. Help us to back it up with real action, that people will know the sincerity, the reality, the truth of our love, that we're willing to go the second mile. And Lord, may this truth come home to our heart. If there's a man or a woman who is here this morning outside of Jesus Christ, who wants eternal life and has wondered how to obtain it, Lord, we gave the message clearly. It's a gift freely bestowed by you. Those who receive you, cause somebody this morning to come down to this old-fashioned altar prayer and receive your gift of eternal life by repenting of sin, turning from their sin and their wicked way, and turning to you, the only Savior from sin, and our hearts will be eternally grateful. But we ask it in Christ's name. And all said, amen. Amen. God bless.
Father, we thank you this morning for the Word of God. And we're glad for this privilege of sharing the message, Lord, for these closing out days of grace. You said in the last days you're going to pour out of your Spirit. And Lord, we know that there have been some who have been allergic to this teaching. And the only were because they saw wildfire and fanaticism and a bunch of nonsense to discourage them and run them off. But Lord, we know there's a real and a genuine. And what you have is good, or you wouldn't have provided. Jesus, we remember your saying that it's needful for you that I go away. If I don't go away, the Comforter won't come. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. We're glad that you sent him. And we pray this morning, Lord, as we get into this word and see what the word said, we want to be not only Bible-believing Christians and Bible-reading Christians, but Lord, we want to experience what the Word of God teaches. And we pray that you'll make this a living reality in every heart and life here this morning that is hungry for you. If there's a soul unsaved outside of the ark of safety, it's never known the joy of your salvation and the peace that only you can give, Lord Jesus, touch their hearts too, that they who are now strangers from the covenants of promise and alienated from you will get born again here today, saved from their sins, and enter into this good, sweet anointing of the Holy Spirit upon their lives too. For we ask this in Jesus' name. And all said, amen. God bless you. Father, help me to be a good teacher of the Word, a good expounder of the Scriptures, and keep it simple and plain that nobody can misunderstand it. To know that you're a loving God and a caring God, and it pleases you when your children have just left the comforts of their home, rain or shine, to be in thy house, here to first of all worship you and to glorify your name and assemble together and bless one another and encourage one another. To be a good example even to our neighbors when they see our cars leaving the house. They know where we're going. To be with you in your house because we love you. And we're letting our actions show that we'd rather be with you and your people than we would to just be isolated from them and insulated from them and at home and have it that take it easy kind of life. Lord, we know that when they see how important you and your house and your people are to us, they'll want to find out what's there for them too. So help us, Lord, by our actions and by our deeds to speak a louder message than just our words of exhortation and admonition. And Lord, if there's a man or a woman here this morning who's come to this house seeking peace for the lonely soul, has just drifted away from you and cooled off and even backsliders, oh God, may they feel in their heart they're glad that they came, because here this morning you spoke to their heart and you let them know you're a caring God. because we're going to spend eternity somewhere, either in heaven or in hell, and you don't want us to go to the bad place, to your penitentiary, to your jailhouse. You want us to go there to be with you where there is pleasure forevermore, in the land that is fairer than day, in the land on the sunny shores of sweet deliverance, the place that you've gone to prepare for them that love you in your appearing. Lord, give us a safe course throughout our earthly journey, and that we'll meet together to part no more in that land where we'll never grow old. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for your house. We're glad for the way that you feel about your house. And Lord God of heaven, we know that when our heart is really right with you, that we'll feel toward your place of worship, toward your house of prayer, the way that you do. Lord, we pray that you'll ever move in our hearts in such a way that not only we want to come, but we'll want to be a blessing to it. That we will come not to just sit and soak, but we'll come, Lord God of heaven, to encourage and exhort and bless one another and pray one for another and lift up the hands of those who minister thy word, so that the cause of our Lord, each time that we meet, will truly go forward, and we'll see a deeper depth in your grace, and we'll see the Spirit of God moving on us in such power that we'll go from strength to strength until the Shekinah glory falls and the fullness of your presence is made manifest. And Lord, we know then, instead of us wondering why people don't come, we'll be happy and amazed at why they don't want to leave. So move, Lord, until it's like that, that people will even chafe or hurt to have to leave that glorious manifestation of your presence. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father, this morning for this privilege of ministering your word to your children. We bless you today, Lord God of heaven, that you have privileged us to be among those who are the hosts of your inn, to give your children meat in due season, to feed their souls on the incorruptible word of God. And we pray this morning, let this message will have helped and strengthened and encouraged those who have been laboring for you faithfully, and also for your children, knowing that whatever we do is unto you. You said if you even give a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, that you will not lose your reward. That if we would do something in the name of a prophet, we'll receive a prophet's reward. Lord, you even will reward us according to the motives of our heart and why we did what we did. Cause everything that we do to be done unselfishly, because we love you and because we have compassion one of another. And Lord, if there's a soul unsaved, undone, without thee and without hope in this world, that you put it in their heart to come to this church, or they've been invited by somebody and they're here, and they're unsaved and outside of the family of God, they're hopelessly lost. May this day, Lord, your saving gospel find a lodging place in their heart, and they learn of a truth that you came into the world to seek and to save that which is lost. That you're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And may they this day repent of their sins and accept you, Jesus, as their only Savior, and become a new creature in Christ, and leave out of here a brand new heart, a brand new life, and have a brand new start with all of the back black record blotted out, and have a brand new start, a fresh start with a clean page. But we ask it in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Father, if there's a lost soul outside of Jesus Christ, that you have put it in their heart to come because somebody gave them an invitation, somebody cared enough to even bring them, may it be ere this day is over and this service is ended, that they enter into the family of God, into the body of Jesus Christ, and know the joy of sins forgiven, and leave out of here a new creature in Jesus Christ. And for these who are the people of God, we know if it hadn't been for their faithfully coming, and we being compacted and held tight together by the love of God. So close, help us to be together until the devil can't get in anywhere. Lord, and we pray that you'll knit us together in such a way, Lord, that we will feel each other's feelings. And when anybody is suffering, anybody is sick, anybody is infirm, anybody is hurting, anybody is wounded in their heart, that we'll pick it up immediately and minister help and blessing and encouragement and strength and deliverance and victory to them. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, this morning for this privilege of ministering your word to your children. We bless you today, Lord God of heaven, that you have privileged us to be among those who are the hosts of your inn, to give your children meat in due season, to feed their souls on the incorruptible word of God. And we pray this morning, let this message will have helped and strengthened and encouraged those who have been laboring for you faithfully, and also for your children, knowing that whatever we do is unto you. You said if you even give a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, that you will not lose your reward. That if we would do something in the name of a prophet, we'll receive a prophet's reward. Lord, you even will reward us according to the motives of our heart and why we did what we did. Cause everything that we do to be done unselfishly, because we love you and because we have compassion one of another. And Lord, if there's a soul unsaved, undone, without thee and without hope in this world, that you put it in their heart to come to this church, or they've been invited by somebody and they're here and they're unsaved and outside of the family of God, they're hopelessly lost. May this day, Lord, your saving gospel find a lodging place in their heart, and they learn of a truth that you came into the world to seek and to save that which is lost. That you're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And may they this day repent of their sins and accept you, Jesus, as their only Savior, and become a new creature in Christ, and leave out of here a brand new heart, a brand new life, and have a brand new start with all of the back black record blotted out, and have a brand new start, a fresh start with a clean page. But we ask it in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.